weather forecast. This afternoon, scattered showers will end up becoming partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms. High 65 to 70. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour becoming west. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy. Lows around 50. Wide south wind. Sunday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms late. Highs 75 to 80. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Memorial Day, dry. Lows 45 to 50. Highs 70 to 75. Tuesday through Friday. Chance of thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Otherwise dry. Lows 45 to 50. Highs around 70. The extended weather trend for eastern North Dakota through the following Monday, June 5th, 2000, calls for above normal precipitation and seasonally normal temperatures. At Devil's Lake, the temperature was 55, the dew point was 52, and the relative humidity was 88%. Wind was out of the southeast at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.93 inches. Around the area, Grand Forks Air Force Base had light rain, reducing visibilities to 5 miles and 55. Grand Forks had light rain and 54. Jamestown was cloudy and 54. Minot was partly cloudy and 66. Bismarck was clear and 66. Fargo had light rain, reducing visibilities to 4 miles and 54. Detroit Lakes was cloudy and 50. Thief River Falls was cloudy and 55. Crookston was cloudy and 57. Baudette was cloudy and 59. Rosa was mostly cloudy and 59. Hellock was cloudy and 59. Once again, at 12 p.m. at Devil's Lake, skies were cloudy and the temperature was 55. You are listening to Nova Weather Radio Station WWG-25, operating at a frequency of 162.425 MHz, transmitting from Tower Facilities New Webster, weather radio for the Devil's Lake area. Here is the weather summary for the area. The complex weather pattern has hold of the region for this Memorial Day weekend. Low pressure over the Central Plains will move east today, as low pressure over Saskatchewan move north. The trough of low pressure between the two systems will drift east and weaken. The nearly stationary high over Ontario will provide a cooler, drier flow of air into the northern portions of Minnesota. This will keep most of the precipitation at bay west of the Red River and south of Minnesota State Highway 10 today. With abundant cloud cover, it will be a cooler day than Friday. Overnight, the entire pattern shifts slowly east, allowing better chances for precipitation just about region-wide, as the frontal system crosses the Red River into Minnesota. Yet with the weather pattern remaining somewhat weak across the region, precipitation amounts will be light. Sunday should be dry region-wide, as high pressure builds into the northern plains. Temperature should be back to, or above seasonal normals. For Memorial Day, another weak Pacific front crosses the region, bringing with it the threat for lightly scattered showers or storms. But the precipitation will be more mist than hit Memorial Day, with most folks remaining rain-free. For the last few days of May, look for continued generally dry weather and seasonally warm temperatures. Areas of rain will continue through noon from Cooperstown to Lakota, Devil's Lake, Atmore and Langdon. Additional rainfall amounts up to a quarter of an inch are possible by 1 p.m. Light rain will be ending in Langdon, Lakota and Cooperstown areas by noon. Light rain will continue through 1 p.m. from Mesa to Grand Forks and Grandin. Rainfall amounts around 1/10 of an inch are expected.